Good morning. We are once again on the cooler side of a front that continues to oscillate from north to south and back to north across interior New York and New England. It's been doing this for the past few days with brief warm-ups and frequent cool shots. We're in another one of those cool shots today. And with the close proximity of the front, plenty of clouds around, areas of fog and drizzle, and occasionally a passing shower in spots. Temperatures today will be in the 60s for the most part, with the opportunity to reach into the lower 70s across the western and southern Catskills, westbound into the southern tier of New York. That front will begin to work its way back toward us as we get into the latter portion of the day and especially tonight. So temperatures will not drop off that much, highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And of course, we still run the risk of a few spotty showers, areas of fog and drizzle, and plenty of clouds with the front moving back through. Eventually, on the warmer side of the front, we'll break out into some sunshine. Still, plenty of clouds will mix in during the day on Tuesday, but it will be decidedly warmer across the region with highs reaching well up into the 70s. A big bulge of high pressure from the mid-Atlantic will push that front even farther to the north on Wednesday, and even warmer air will move in. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be around 80. A cold front will approach from the west, and this has plenty of moisture associated with it. Out ahead of the front on Thursday, temperatures will reach into the 70s, but frequent showers, some of them heavy, and perhaps even some thunderstorms will be common through Thursday and into the evening. Behind the front, we'll start a drying trend with cooler air flowing in on Friday. With a northwest breeze and a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be back into the mid-60s and even cooler for next weekend, with highs both days staying in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Michael, located about 105 miles east-southeast of Cozumel, Mexico, and about 135 miles south-southwest of the western tip of Cuba. Michael is moving toward the north near 5 miles per hour. A general northward motion with some increase in forward speed is expected over the next few days. On the forecast track, the center of Michael will move over the Yucatan Channel or extreme western Cuba today, and then across the eastern Gulf of Mexico tonight through Tuesday night, and approach the United States northeastern Gulf Coast on Wednesday. Maximum sustained winds are near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual strengthening is expected during the next few days, and Michael is forecast to become a hurricane Monday night or Tuesday. And widespread heavy to excessive rainfall is expected over the next 3 days across the midsection of the country from the southern to central plains and into the upper Mississippi Valley and upper Great Lakes region. Flash flood watches have been issued across a large part of this region right on through the early part of the week. While the heaviest precipitation amounts are expected to be in the form of rain across the midsection of the country, there is the potential for heavy snow from the Wasatch of Utah into the Rockies of Colorado and Wyoming today and into the northern high plains tonight and tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, cloudy skies and 40 degrees with a west wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 14 degrees. In Albany this morning, cloudy skies with fog, 52 degrees, the dew point 52, 100% relative humidity, a light north wind, and the barometer at 30.39 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with the chance of showers near 70, Boston cloudy around 60, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with the chance of showers and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 72 degrees, the low 53, the average temperature 62, that's 9 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.21 inches for the month, which is 38 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 33.09 inches for the year, which is 2.81 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 80, set in 2017, and the record low, 21, in 1964. Sunrise this morning is at 7 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:24 p.m., 11 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. A few showers tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a risk of a shower today and highs in the mid-60s. A few showers tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today, highs in the mid-60s in the Mohawk Valley to near 70 in the Catskills. A few showers tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today, highs in the mid-60s closer to New England and near 70 in the Catskills. A few showers tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, the risk of a shower today with highs in the mid-60s. A few showers tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy skies with the risk of a few showers in the mid-60s. Partly sunny on Tuesday, back into the mid to upper 70s. Even warmer on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds near 80. A good chance of rain, perhaps thunderstorms on Thursday, lower 70s. Breezy and cooler with partly sunny skies Friday, back to the mid 60s. And chilly over the weekend with partly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday, highs only in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.